So, okay, so when you pick on Kaplan again, so if I chop off Josh's arm, all right, so I'm Chayav in what? Let's go in the right order.
Nezek.
Okay, no, Nezek comes first. No, no, let's do the other two first. Let's do Ripu and Sheves.
Sar, Ripu, and Sheves, Sar, Boshes.
Right, Sar, Boshes. We always want to... We always want to group. We always want to group Sar and Boshes together. Why?
Because they're subjective.
They're subjective. They're experiential, right? Whereas one of the biggest challenges in this topic is you're taking things that don't lend themselves to being monetized and trying to monetize them. So, for example, monetizing medical. You know, if a guy goes to the hospital, monetizing health costs is easy, right? Monetizing how much they're going to lose if they're not able to rejoin the labor force. That's very easy. We do it today. Actuaries do that very easily today. But how do you monetize like? Well, okay, let me rephrase. Right, it's doable though. But when it comes to something like SAR, how would you monetize SAR? How would you come to the valuation of that? If I let's take the case we remember. What was the case we used? You guys remember the pure SAR case? Taser. So let's say I tased Alex. You'd like that, right? Let's say I tased Alex. So the question is, how would I monetize that? How would I say, how much should I pay Alex? Where's the number come from? Okay, so we did that, Sugya. Now comes the hardest one of them all, and this is the one that the Gemara spends the most time focused on because it's very complex, which is Boshes. Okay, so what does the Mishnah say? Okay, so what does that mean? So Rashi. Bushasso meruba. Okay, so meaning that what it called? An Adam Kal, right? Meaning what?
Simple guy.
Yeah, right. Versus Vahamizbaish, Adam Khashov, Shinis Baish, Bushasa Maruba.
Yeah.
Okay, so already Rashi's pointing you in what kind of direction? What's he trying to we mentioned this when we first did this, but what's he trying to
subjective to an economic
class. Okay, so we don't even know that yet, by the way. Yes. Roth is being Ellie's being more accurate. I mean there's which is not so crazy. We'll develop this soon, but obviously, when it comes to Boshes, what do we have to look for? What are we looking at to evaluate it?
What kind of guy is he?
Well, it's not just subjective, but it's also relativistic, right? For instance, I'm not saying this is a real case, but say, can you embarrass someone who lives alone on an island?
Yes.
Can you?
Who's around?
Exactly.
What?
Is it such a thing?
Yeah, I was going to say, Rabbi, it depends. You count that as embarrassment when you're married.
I don't know. What? We'll get to. Don't worry. But that's going to be a question.
It's considered embarrassment.
I don't know. So look at the Gemara does. So now take a look at the Gemara now. So the Gemara is on Pevav Amud Aleph. All right, so go. So the Gemara says, Tanar Abanan. Amani Mesnisen, sorry. Amani Mesnisen.
Amani Mesnisen, Lord Rabbi Meir, Lord Rabbi Huda, Lord Rabbi Shimon.
Okay, so the Gemara says, who's the Mishnah like? Right? And the Mishnah didn't give us that much information. All the Mishnah told us is what?
That's according to the Baish and Mishnah.
Right, that's all it told us. So we don't really know what that means. That itself is a very vague statement, right? Okay, so the Gemara wants to tell you it's going to be like Rav Shimon. These are always bad Gemaras. These are dangerous because you're entering into very, very difficult machlokas. So what are the possibilities? So first the Gemara says... Very philosophical. Very philosophical. So what's he saying? So what does that mean? Let's take a look at Rashi. Ki'ilu. Ro'noso. That's important to note. Meaning that, in other words, if you took the Mishnah literally, you'd say that if you translate the social class into something economic, right, that would mean that a wealthy person is someone who gets embarrassed more, and therefore, however you monetize it, you end up paying more for the wealthy person. Okay, right? Okay. So Rashi's telling you that Ronoso, even the wealthy people, Konar Meir, no matter how wealthy you are, it wouldn't matter, right? Ki'ilu yardu, Rashi, v'ein.
V'ein shaman es ha'ani l'fi ona v'hakel v'lo es ha'ashir l'fi oshra shahari ein l'dame b'shaso so ela kulan shaman.
So very carefully, we've got to be precise here. What's Rashi saying? I don't mean p'svara, just factually. What's Rashi telling you? What's he telling you?
Into a rich guy's evaluation.
Oh, okay, well, let's start with the poor guy. Let's say with the poor.
Any caps?
Vain shaman is ani lefi ani yuso lahakel. Because what would happen by an ani?
You'd pay like almost nothing because his embarrassment is so light.
Right, exactly. Josh is exactly correct. Notice how much would you pay? I knew there was something off about you.
But it's almost even more embarrassing.
You're on to my right.
I don't understand why.
I was like, I never turned to my right.
It's a new perspective.
I understand why poor person is less embarrassed.
You're trying to see both sides of the
because, okay, one second. Can we knock that question out of the way quickly? All right, so Tuli wants to know. What she's saying is that when it comes to the poor person, right, you're going to end up dealing with pennies, right? It could be. I'm not interested in the specific what the shear is. Don't ever ask that question for the time being, how much we're talking about. But when it comes to the ani, it's going to end up being what? Pennies, right? A very tiny amount. And when it comes to the usher, how much is it going to be?
No end.
It'll be, what do you call it? Obscene, right? What's the upper end of the spectrum when it comes to the usher? That's the... Okay, good. So therefore he says, Ella kulon shavim mekach. So what does her mayor hold? So what does her mayor hold then? Yeah, come on, talk like a flat tax. Exactly, a flat amount, right? It'll be whatever that number is. Let's make. Do you want to make a number we can use the entire time? $50. Ten.
10 numbers. 10 units of money.
10 units of money. $10. Okay, is that okay? $10.
I don't want dollars.
Fine, shkala.
I want units.
All right, units. Bitcoins. That'd be quite large then.
$10.
Right. Alright, anyway, so what's he saying? So Connor Mayer, so what's her mayor saying? So her mayor's saying that there's a fixed rate. So we don't look at what? We don't look at, what's the key thing he's saying?
We don't look at economic class.
Yeah, we don't care about his economic class. We don't care. Right? We just look at
the course. It's a set, not 10 units each time, but whatever the Bnei Chorin that lost his money value would be embarrassed at.
On an objective market.
We're right, but I'm saying...
Correct.
Cutting off leg might be worth a different amount of cutting off arm.
I agree. No, so what we would do is we would consult the Wall Street Journal in the back section on commodities and look at what's the going boshes amount for cutting off an arm. Okay? All right. That's her mayor. So far, so good? All right, next. You like Ramirez? You like his position?
No.
You mean you like a socialist?
No, flat tax.
What's that tax? Flat economic
simulation, Rabbi, you know that.
Go on, new Viter. So what is so now it's Rabbi Huda say. Rabbi Huda, Cholik Omer, what does he say? Okay, so what does he hold?
A rich guy, however wealthy he is, that's how you value him, and a poor guy.
Right, exactly. In other words, that's what you do.
Yeah.
How did you respond to Rameyer? We don't know.
I don't even know how to respond to him. Is it better? Yeah.
Okay, good. Now and now you get and then, but see, you guys, I don't know. I mean, when I went to this Gemara for the first time, so of the three positions, I find Rav Shimon to be the most difficult.
Oh yeah, it's weird. Everyone goes
right.
Over?
Yeah. Okay, right, so what does Rav Shimon hold? Okay, so when it comes to an usher, how do we look at the usher? We knock him down to what? Okay, and then when it comes to the ani,
as low as possible.
What?
As low as possible.
Right. In other words, as low as possible. So, what kind of thing is that?
We don't like people paying
for those. Yeah, he doesn't want to pay the less money.
Jesus. Right. Well, he's going to be the most difficult position to understand. How do we make sense of this? I mean, this doesn't make any. It doesn't fit into any normative category. At least Rameh and Yehuda are stark contrasts to each other. In other words, either you say you take into account social class, economic class, or you come up with some sort of average amount. But Shimon wants what? What is he looking for?
The lowest as possible.
All right, so you did the rest of the Gemara?
Yeah.
So the Gemara just does a little bit of...
Are we going to consider the Havamina?
No. The Gemara does a little house cleaning to make sure, to show you why it has to end up being like Rav Shimon. Fine.
But there's a Havamina there.
I agree, but I'm not so concerned about that.
Do you even know what it means? That it's like a Freeman who lost votes. It has a lot.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying. What? Meaning? Were you going to say that?
I was going to say, are we according to what he... Well, I mean, if you say you can be embarrassed at some point social level, I mean, you're embarrassed, theoretically, you'd be dropping in social levels, so maybe the one who's actually talking about what's happened now that you're embarrassed.
No. Who is he favoring, Rav Shimon?
The person who did it.
I'm not sure if we should be saying it that way. Let's say the Mavayish. The Mazik. Who wins out according to Rav Shimon? The Mazik. The Mazik wins out because the Mazik, he's always going to pay less. Okay? All right, so keep that in mind. All right. So how do we define this?
Look at Rashi and Tosos.
Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't do Rashi and Tosos yet. I'm sorry. So let's take a look at Rashi and Tosos. Rashi Tosos on Rameyer. So Rashi says, now what does Rashi say about Rameyer? He holds, why does Rameyer hold in my way. Why does your mayor hold? Why does your mayor hold that there's a that you have to have a flat amount? No, that's Tosfos. Rashi says what? Because Rashi says when it comes to the Asher, you have an obscene amount, right? Which would be what's the upper limit for the Asher?
Infinite.
And what's the lower amount? Pennies, right? Pennies and a dollar, right? Pennies. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says something different. Tosfos says Elohim b'nei chorin shiodim nitzayim Gabriel. Right? So what's Tosos telling you? How's Tosos? Come on. How's Tosos different than Rashi? Rashi's saying
more than just economic.
Saying that that's hollow for a rich guy to get more embarrassed, or for a rich guy to get less embarrassed, and the poor guy to get more embarrassed.
Right. So he's saying again.
Embarrassment is really, really subjective.
Okay, good. Good, exactly. What's Rashi saying?
Not as independent, but it's dependent on more than just
me. Yeah, fine.
Rashi's saying what? Rashi's saying that the usher, it's an infinite up. The ani is penny, you know, it could be pennies. Where Tosos is saying.
He doesn't say that
everyone's
any crossing over.
I think you got it. Say it again.
That he doesn't say that there's any crossing over.
What do you mean by crossing over? Wow. Yeah, correct. Exactly. Yes, good. All right.
There's a ceiling that
right.
can hit.
Okay, good. Right. In other words, Rashi's sticking to the classes. He's just saying the problem is that the usher could be infinite, the ani could be pennies. Tosos is saying within the class itself, what do you have? There's no consistency because this usher may be more, would want less money from his embarrassment than ani. Right? So within the class itself, you have a problem. That's different than Rashi. It is. Tosos is saying something within the class. Rashi's saying that has to do with the two extremes. Okay? Good. So now what? Now what do we do? I ask you guys, what do we do now? No. But that we know one of the problems with Boshes is going to be accuracy. How do you come up with an accurate monetization? That we know for sure. Okay? But the fact that we introduce ideas of usher and ani, what's that telling us? It's interesting. The Mishnah right after that is telling you something very, very fascinating about Boshes.
There's already a system of Boshes in place. You just need to...
What?
There's already a system of Boshes in place. Meaning with Tsar, there's no system of Tsar in place that we decided on. With Boshes, it seems to be like if people know that X person is more embarrassed by this person.
Okay.
So there's already some sort of system based on how we just structure our...
All right, so let me ask you this. Good, okay. So why do we go to Usher and Ani? Why do that?
Because
of what?
Because it's easy to object. Look at them and say, "This guy is
porn." Okay, good. Okay, now let's go deeper. Porn. Good. Okay, good. 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 Okay.
That's what we've been trying to do this whole time. We've been trying to.
But get even better than that. There's something very unique about Boshes. It's fascinating that you won't find. I don't know how to. I don't want to give it away. I'm saying it's just something like. You're saying good. You got to keep going deeper.
It depends on how the
What do you mean?
You have one in front of loads of people, that's going to cause more embarrassment than if it just happens.
That's what it is. The basic is to light
two or three people.
Okay. Therefore, what?
External.
So all you're saying is that it's subjective. We know it's subjective. There's a lot of variables, and just wait. Wait till we get to some of these cases. It's massively variable.
So the boshet's external to the injury. What?
The boshet is external to. Okay, that's true. You're right. Okay, that's true.
The injury is like an accidental feature of the boshet.
That's true. Yes.
The weird thing about boshet is that, at least the way the Mishnah does that, it doesn't even seem to matter what the boshet was. They don't care.
No, that's not true. We're going to find out about that. No, we're going to find out about that. That's coming up. We're going to find out. That's so many cases about, like, you spit in a guy versus if a guy is walking outside with, like a robe and you our case, you pants a guy. We're going to cover cases like that. We're going to get to different kinds of boches. Right now, we just care about boches as a phenomenon. We don't care about the specific case. Yeah.
So I think one of the unique things about boches is that we take in fact your boches you've received before this. I mean, you can argue that maybe in Tsar, because we say, like, oh, yeah, well, it depends on how much Tsar he's been doing. But in this case specifically, it's somewhat shown.
What do you mean by boches before this? What does that mean?
I come into this scenario, and I'm not just kind
of... If you look at a person's economic status, rich or poor, okay? So that's an example of what?
That's
What? Your social status. In other words, like this.
Yes.
Boshes is searching for a social status, right? There's right. That, well, ultimately, that, and now Asher and Ani is just an example of a social status. They could have picked something else, right? I'd argue that, I think, I'm not sure today, I think today also you that, yeah. Whatever. I'm saying you could, there's other things that reflect a person's social status, but Asher and Ani are an example of a person's social status. Okay, good. That's easy. But the fact, now, there's, what's the next question you ask on that? Why do we do what?
Why do we do it by social status?
Oh. Why?
Because that's what affects the boches.
So better.
Why.
Better, better. What should you? What should we be looking for? And we're not doing here. It's an interesting thing. It's so obvious, but you don't realize it. But it's like right in front of you. What should we normally do in a situation like this? In any case of a chova, what do we normally do? Let's take the case of like let's say like repoy. Let's say repoy. I chop off your arm. So what do we do? Right. We find out how much it's going to cost to cure you, to heal you, right? Or Sheves. We find out how much, when it comes to you, how much your workers' comp should be, right?
Or Tsar.
Tsar, we ask the average person, right?
We can't do that.
Why?
Why?
That's, I don't get why we want to ask
that. No, why, you're right. Why do we go by Tsar? What? Yeah, but remember, why do we go by the average person by Tsar? Why?
Because when you ask the guy, he's...
Right, we ask the guy what's going to happen. Right, there's no way for a guy to, there's no way for a person to assess himself a measurement of Tsar. Okay, so now, hold on. So, but what do we say about, what?
It is more objective.
We do, but we can't ask the guy himself, though. He's not. Right, and then not only that, we also ask him how much would he be doing to avoid the pain, but whatever. But by Boshes, what are we acknowledging right off the bat? What don't we do by Boshes?
We don't ask
It's not just don't ask him, it's just that we're never taking into account who?
The normal guy, the normative man.
No, we're never taking into account you. We're never taking into account you. We're not assessing. What? No, no. I know, and what does that mean? Right. There is no individuality that exists by Boshes. We don't say Eli Roth, what do we say? Asher, Ani. No. That's a very unique concept. You're right. I agree with what you're saying, but you have to appreciate this first step. Since Boshes is, you guys are all saying right, subjective, blah, blah, blah. It's almost impossible to monetize it to the point where we don't even attempt to monetize the individual. We don't take into account a Gabriel Kapel. Right, because we don't. We take one aspect of Gabriel, which is what? Because when it comes to Repoy, what matters? Gabriel Kapel, his injury. Of course, it's his injury. It's his specific injury. One order. Rashi first says Adam Chashav Adam Kal, which is social standing. Right, important versus not important. Right, what makes a person important?
I don't know if he's a.
But here's the thing, if you go down the road of saying it's not Asher and Ani, right, so then how would you ever come to determine a person's social status?
There's a bunch of different factors.
Right, so I know, not a bunch, there are...
Infinite.
Infinite. There's pretty damn close.
Like 20.
No, there's more than that. But I'll give you an example, like, no, but I'll prove it to you in halakha. I'll give you a reason why. Take like this. The point I'm trying to make is that rather than assessing the individual Gavra, we peg him to his social status. Yeah. Not, it's not him. It's there's the expression of Boshes is a social status. I'll show you why. Let's look at the three positions. All right.
What
no missing facts. What?
What did we say the benefit was of removing the individual?
It's not a benefit. It's that we have no choice. You can't assess a person's individual Boshes. You can only peg it to some sort of social standing.
And the reason for that is because there are too many variables.
Too many variables. Correct. Correct. What? Let's plug it in. Let's watch. Let's take. Which position do you want to take up first? Let's take Rabbi Yehuda.
This is an easy one.
Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda's easy. Right. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says you do what?
Subjective.
What?
Judging each man according to how he is.
What do you call it? If the guy's wealthy, right? You do it based on his wealth, and he's not. Okay. So what is he looking for? He's the easiest one. Come on. Okay. What?
He's looking for more like a quantifiable amount.
Say that again.
He's looking for a more quantifiable amount.
Right. Now here's the thing. Well, what do you mean by a more quantifiable amount?
Meaning, if the guy is worth, let's say, $1 billion, then you can like work from there. If the guy is worth $10, you can work from there. Meaning, like if you have like a let's say like a if you're working by his wealth.
Then like let's
this is where you get, this is how you're gonna back the other guys into a corner. Because if you're always going to go by accuracy, right?
Then why would you ever use any other way?
Okay, bingo. So Reviewer's easy. Reviewer's going to say that you're always looking for the most accurate system, okay? What?
Yeah.
No, but here's the catch, though. Here's the catch, right? So, actually, I shouldn't say it yet. Okay.
Where's the suspense?
No, let's stick with that for now. So Reviewer seems to be driven by the idea of accuracy, right? Mm-hmm. So how does Romero respond to that? And Rishimon? What? Yeah.
Well, I think Rabbi Shimon is also.
Okay.
But there's a problem with this.
In other words, like this. See, we don't care. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why we don't care.
It's psychological, but like I'm saying, it might be more than just his economic class.
You're right. I'm not disagreeing with that. I understand, but we don't take it going out. Like if a guy, according to Rabbi Huda or Shimon, if a guy's like a multimillionaire and he says, listen, I'm not, these things don't bother me. Doesn't matter. Whatever. That could be. The point though is that once you deal with classes, okay, so Rabbi Huda is going to say, both Rabbi Huda and Shimon are driven by accuracy, but it's very interesting where they, and this is the key point, where they bifurcate, where they divert, where they split off from each other. Rabbi Huda is going to say that it's true that this is not the most precise way to assess it, right? Once you shift into a class system, we're doing it because we can't go for that ultra precision. This is the most accurate we can get.
Classes aren't going to be accurate.
Well, there's by the
guy, the class is not accurate.
You're right, exactly. No, it's right. But the best we could do is this system. So therefore, we're going to have to make it subjective based on whatever class that you're in. So we're always going to assess you based on usher or ani, okay? Meaning that since we're limited by our ability to find that we can't be as precise by each individual. That doesn't work. So we go to class. We go to social class. When we go to social class, what do? We have to be as accurate as possible within social class. But he's moded by what? That there's still, it's still what?
Not perfect.
It's not perfect. It's the best we can do, right? But it's not perfect. It's not a perfect assessment. That's where Rav Shimon and Rav Meir are arguing on. Rav Shimon and Yehuda. What's Rav Shimon saying? What's Rav Shimon saying?
We just said what Rav Shimon said.
No, but say it again. Okay.
So, we said that Rav Shimon says we only care about wealth because we can't take other things.
No. What's he saying?
Individuals do fluctuate in their class.
But he doesn't say that, though, because he says no matter what, you always go down.
We're right, because...
That part I understand.
It's like if I broke your object and I find one for $5 and one for $10, I'm only going to pay you $5, because why would I go for the most expensive one when you can buy one for cheaper? If we're making someone chayv to pay, we're always making chayv to pay.
I understand, but what's the theme? What's the principle that Rav Shimon is going by across the board? No matter what, you're always what? You're always
going lower,
right? I mean, you're always mekel, right? You're always mekel vis-a-vis the mazik. No matter what, why? Why is he pushing us in that direction?
You can't be mechayv someone for more back than they did.
Okay, how do we respond to that? Questions you got to be thinking about.
I'll tell you how to respond to that. They'll say you can't pay someone for more than a year.
No, that's not a good answer, though. Review is saying that no matter what you go, you take. If Horowitz is an usher, he gets usher amounts.
No,
okay, and we'll assess it based on the status of usher. One second. So that's all right, and therefore the mazik. Let's say Horowitz. If I embarrass you, how much is that? Would I owe you?
$5.
No. You're an usher.
Oh, $100,000.
$100,000, right? And Rav Shimon would say, no, Rav Shimon would say you knock it down to what? 90,000, whatever, 50,000, whatever it might be. You have to always knock it down.
Why?
That's what we're trying, that's what I want to know.
So you
that point.
What's
the machlokas there? That's one thing I want you to find. What's that machlokas? Why would you say you knock the guy down, or why would you say, you know? Okay, let's swing to Rav Meir for a second. What does Rav Meir hold?
Not accuracy.
Well, it's interesting. That's correct. Okay, so Ellie said the right word. He's definitely saying that you got to be careful with this.
You have accuracy for something else.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're talking. What?
For a form of objectivity, although, yeah.
Well, who makes more sense, Rashi or Tosfos?
Tosfos seems to make more sense.
Okay, why?
Well, I don't like Rashi because who cares if there's no end or... Like, I agree. There's no end to
okay, I haven't agreed with you, but okay. What is Tosfos saying?
Tosfos says that this guy might be not smart, doesn't get so embarrassed, so that won't pay as much as this rich guy, and this rich guy
is more
embarrassed.
Okay. Well, let's get to the... How about just get to the core of Rameir's position? Tosfos and Rashi, even though they're arguing, are pointing you to one core concept in Rameir. What's driving Rameir?
That
This whole Machlokas, you know, Meir of Yudim Rishimon.
So, Asher and Ani don't make any sense.
They don't exist.
But you gotta say better than that, though.
They're not real, meaning it's an arbitrary line that we draw. Asher and Ani don't actually exist, per se.
Okay. They don't exist, per se. I mean, I don't know if I'd agree with that. I mean, they're
just as subjective as the, as Boshe itself. They're both just subjective systems of classifying people.
Okay, so we're getting there. Think about you're in the base measures with a mayor, Rav Shimon, and Rav Yehuda. What's the quandary they're facing? This is the question you have to ask yourself. What's the issue that they're struggling with? There's one issue they're struggling with, and then you see how they go in two different directions. What? Oh, well, let's say Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon are sitting next to each other, right? And Ramirez over here. They're looking at the same issue. I know I'm being very anthropomorphic about it, but think about it. Imagine they're looking at one point. What's the point they're looking at? What's the, like I said all along, what's the problem with Boshes? What are they struggling with?
That there's no personal way of figuring it out.
It doesn't seem that way, right? Right? So therefore, what we have no choice but to do what?
Maybe
classify.
Right, to create this class system, right? Now, is that now everyone's moda that if you're going to use a class system, you can call that the most accurate you can be within Boshes, right? But you're always missing what?
Accuracy.
Right. You can't truly say you're accurate, yeah. Right? Vis-a-vis the Gavra. So the question is that if you know going into it, that by definition, built into it is an inability to produce accuracy. Not like Tsar. Tsar is different. Tsar, there was a Havmina that could be accurate. You guys remember, right? It's just through some other reason why it can't be. Here, there's never a Hami that can be accurate. It can't be. It's a nature of Boshes. It can't be, okay? There's no way to assess an individual to really work out how much embarrassment he suffered, right? In a true quantitative sense. They gave up on that.
How do you assess a class?
What?
How do you assess a class?
That's easier. I'm not so bothered by an actuary assessing in class. Like for instance, like I mentioned celebrity before. You could take the idea of celebrity and an actuary could sit down and take the phenomenon of celebrity.
It's not.
You could come up with a reasonable number. You could. But you can't come up with a Thule Reis. Because Thule Reis, there's so many variables in Thule Reis.
No, but if every single individual component you can't classify
the factor. No, I think Josh is saying good. What Josh is saying is that the point where they're going to start arguing is going to be like this. The question is that we know that this system is impossible to get an accurate assessment of the individual gavra. We go to social class. I shouldn't even say that. We can't get an accurate assessment of the individual gavra. So do we say once you can't get an assessment of the individual gavra, what do you automatically do?
Abandon the assessment itself.
What? Meaning what? Meaning we go through? Maybe we do an average across the board.
I don't get what that's
according to Meir.
Yeah, I don't get why that would be a logical possibility.
You have to think about that, but that's what he's saying. Meir is saying is that once you have an idea of inaccuracy,
all humans are equal.
Right, which sounds very socialistic, which is very nice. Yeah, but my point though is that that's beautiful. That's beautiful, but at the end of the day, what would drive him to say that? Why is he going to abandon accuracy? Because he's not abandoning accuracy. Because you know what he holds all along. He's saying that the system itself doesn't lend itself to an individual accuracy. So once you remove from the individual accuracy, so then you go by an average.
I don't get why not just get closer. Why not just get as close as possible?
Because that's exactly the question. The question is once you're moda that you can't hit accuracy of individual, now the question is, do we therefore abandon an attempt to go in that direction, or do we try to get as close as possible? No, because Romero would say, you know why? Romero says, what does it mean to get as close as possible? What does that mean? Either you are or you're not.
If it's worth X amount, we don't know where X is, so we go as close to X as possible.
But that's my point, though. No, because think logically, though. As close as possible in a qualitative sense is nonsensical. You can't have an as close as possible qualitatively. You got a quantitative. But if you hold to you're right, but if you hold to qualitative idea, it'll be absurd. Either you say, we can get an accurate assessment, or we can't.
Well,
if you can't.
Leads the same either way.
No, but if you can't get an accurate.
He's